Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture.
Previously on Pod Culture.
God, you're such a whore.
Hey there, folks, it's Brad. Before we get started with the show, I need to let you in on some last-minute news that came up after we had recorded these episodes. Pod Culture is a finalist for a Podcast Peer Awards in the Eclectic category, and we need your help. If you are a podcaster, please head over to podculture.net. We have infos on how to sign up to vote and the link to where to go to vote for Pod Culture. So please take a couple of minutes, sign up, and vote for Pod Culture. It's a very tight race, and every vote that you can help us out with will be a blessing. And please be sure to hurry because voting ends March 15th. So, without further ado, now that that's out of the way, on with Pod Culture. Dum, da dum, dum.
Brad?
Yes?
I'm feeling kind of guilty.
Yeah, Glenn, this is your deal, so take it away with guilty pleasures.
You know, some people may question whether this belongs in the guilty pleasures, and I'll admit, I've got like a giant book bag full of guilty pleasures movies I've been dying to watch to take over.
But 90% of what you own are guilty pleasures.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
there's not a book bag big enough in the universe.
Yeah.
Call Guinness.
I do definitely have shelves worth of guilty pleasures, but I mean, stuff that I've bought specifically for this that I haven't got a chance to watch yet or want to see again or whatever. But I couldn't get with Eric this last week and didn't get a chance to watch any of those. So I was like, what am I going to do for guilty pleasures? Well, one of the new movies, I left it out of our segment earlier of DVDs that I bought. A new movie just came out. I watched it the other day and said, you know, this is my guilty pleasure.
Oh, no.
And it may surprise you.
Oh, no. Highlander.
Highlander.
We almost
the
picked
source.
That up today. We had that in our hands today.
I would say Highlander 2 would qualify as the guilty pleasure. Or Highlander 3.
I'm writing down the notes, and instead of writing Highlander, I'm trying to write Adrian Paul.
Well, I really love the Highlander movies, and I've only seen a little bit of the TV series.
I watched them all.
Yeah. Carly and her mother were fans of that, especially Carly's mother. Really loved.
Because he's fantastic.
Well, the last movie. Do you remember the last one?
That was the one with Mario Van Peebles, wasn't it?
No. Okay, there was Highlander and Highlander 2. There was Highlander 3 with Mario Peebles. There was another Highlander movie, though. It came out theatrically. And
was it the
DVD.
Future? It took place in the future?
Yeah, it was...
Endgame?
Endgame.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you. And so this picks up from there. This is actually in the future. But why this falls in the guilty pleasures thing, this was made in a bunch of different foreign countries. And it is... To me, it really felt like almost as much of an anime as the Highlander anime did.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is like in kind of a dystopian future. It takes place in Eastern Europe somewhere, and things are kind of falling apart, and gangs roam the streets, and, you know, stuff like that. And it has a real religious overtone to the story about the source. They're trying to discover the source, and there's planetary alignments, and there's crazy characters and mutated people, and there's a creature called the Guardian, and he's all bizarre acting. Kind of reminds me of, like, not quite, but kind of like a Valdo character, if you know Voldo from Soul Calibur. Yeah. I mean, he's not rolling around,
Soul Calibur 4 should be coming soon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Soul Calibur 4.
Ooh, me too. Ooh.
But this character, he's all he's pale and scarred up and wears kind of like a gladiator-like outfit or something. And it's got some returning characters from the series.
Really?
Yeah. What's his name? Is it Joe?
Does he have...
I think the Watcher.
The Watcher. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, he's in it.
They have the Raven?
No, Raven wasn't in it. But some interesting things happen in it to some of the characters and some of the things that are associated. I don't want to give away too much.
We picked it up today, too, and I'm like, you know what? Almost. And then I put it back.
Well, I'll let you watch it if you want to borrow it.
You know how well that goes.
Rock band calls.
I know. But
I probably want to own it anyway, so I probably have to buy it.
Yeah.
Is it in high def?
It's not in high def. What's funny is there's a big trailer at the beginning of this for a remastered, redone version of Highlander 2.
Really?
Again? Didn't they have it already done this like two or three times?
Well, here's the deal. If you remember, Highlander 2 could have been cool, but it really screwed things up and really undid what you thought was going on in Highlander 1. Then the director went and did a new edit. It was called the Renegade Cut, the Renegade Edition. And the editor, the director edited a totally new version that made it fit more in the sensibilities of what everybody wanted and expected from
Highlander. Yeah, I think I remember watching that one.
So the Renegade Cut was pretty good. Well, this is going back to the original materials again, and they've not only re-edited it and added new scenes and all sorts of stuff, but they've redone all the special effects.
Ooh.
With new cutting-edge special effects. It's kind of like the Star Trek, where they've remastered it and they polished the whole thing up. So I don't know. I mean, how many times can you buy the same movie?
How many times have you bought Terminator?
How many copies of Serenity do we have?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and when that comes out on Blu-ray, we'll play it on Blu-ray.
But yeah, you know what? I'm surprised I don't have the series because I loved it so much. It took place in Paris, and that's all I needed, and it was Adrian Paul who was in Dark Shadows.
Well, you know, watching this, I was thinking, you know, that would probably be a good series to have.
I liked at least get the first season because that was when it was really fresh and interesting and...
So, you know, we've got gunplay and we got sword battles and
I love
got
sword battles.
Bizarre characters and interesting locations.
Does he say it?
Sword battles with cutting edge special effects.
Awesome. We were talking about the fish at work because we had two fish and now we only have one. And I kept saying that. There can be only
there
one.
There can be only one.
He poisoned his brother. There can be only one.
He didn't go Ramirez.
No, he didn't do Ramirez.
They were in two separate fish bowls, though.
Something interesting. Two of the Queen songs are done as as covers by someone else on here.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised to hear, you know, Princes of the Universe.
Oh, no way!
And, you know, by
there's downloadable
else,
content.
That makes me so happy.
So it was interesting to hear a different take on it and, you know, hear the familiar songs in the movie again. You know,
oh, God, what was his name? He did the, he was the lead singer for a bit after Freddie. And I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't
know. Is that him?
I don't know.
By a whole other band.
I don't know. I didn't see who, I mean, I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't the Queen versions, but it was the familiar songs, though. So it was kind of, to hear the music again and, you know, really got you in the mood.
Now we have to buy it.
Wow, you know, it's Highlander.
We have to buy it now.
They couldn't afford to license the song and Queen's performance of the song. So they could license the song in some just studio band.
I just need them to put it in Rock Band.
So, I don't know. The way I cover this one is, you know, if you're a huge fan of the early Highlander movies, you know, you might like it.
Or if you liked the series at
but
all
if
with
you
Adrian
like the
Paul.
Series, I think this really follows up with the series.
Awesome.
And if you like movies that have kind of a cool anime feel,
neat.
They really have lots of neat visuals in this. It's a really dark movie. But
so don't buy it into high
def.
You'll never see
anything.
No, that's
just the way we had the TV set up.
I hope so.
So, like I said, I never thought I'd be doing a Highlander movie.
It's
a guilty pleasure, but
we went to the show to see Endgame.
Yeah,
I
really?
Took
too.
I went with my parents. Yeah, we all went together.
I went to see it too.
40 bucks on crap, huh?
It was good. We enjoyed it at the time. We didn't really understand how bad it was until after. Like in hindsight, you realize, oh God, that was crap.
Right, like Highlander 3.
Like, and Christopher Lambert, I love him dearly, but he is not as cute as Adrian Paul. Sorry.
Yeah, from but I still want to know, from a chick, you know, at the end of Highlander 1, there can only be one. He was the only one. How the hell have they done a TV series and 400 movies and all that crap?
Well, there's more than one Slayer, and there's only supposed to be one.
Well, they explain that she died, another one was called. Maybe. That makes sense. There can only be one.
Alternate
but
universes.
They start coming out of the woodwork.
Alternate universes.
Well, in the second movie, one comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the third movie, there was one that was kind of in suspended animation, like magically suspended in mm-hmm. time. So when he wakes up, it reverses everything again. So they have always got some excuse.
They talk the way around it.
That's not planning ahead. That's what that is. It's like they make Highlander, and it's a huge hit, and they didn't expect
Now what do we do?
Exactly. Actually, I think Highlander 2, I mean, despite destroying the entire first movie.
it was good.
I was really glad for the Renegade edition because it was really cool. They did a
great job
of making it. It was a cool sci-fi movie. It was a Highlander movie. So it was good.
I know,
it's hard to believe that I'd be saying Highlander 2 was good.
It was the lesser of the evils?
Yeah.
Yes. That's cool.
But,
well, all right, then I'm going to get to buy that.
It's definitely worth checking out.
And it's got a shiny cover.
And it's got a shiny cover. Ooh, I'm going to do the source. Oh, and there is a trailer on there and also a little ad inside for Highlander the video game coming.
Really?
Video game.
Yes.
Oh, but it's going to be one of those hack
PC
and slash games.
Or...
I believe it'll be on 360.
And it's going to be one of those hack slash games that's going to be annoying.
No,
Highlander
that's a completely
the game,
different series.
HighlanderTheGame.com. You can check it out.
Because Constantine, the game, was like that, where you had weapons and you had to kill things. There was no thinking involved.
Sounds like Clint's kind of game.
What's interesting is the trailer for the video game showed it through different ages of time.
Really?
So that'll be nice.
That'd
be
fun.
Able to play,
yeah,
you know, the
different
same
weapons,
character through
different,
the ages.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, but
it's like Conquest,
if we can pry Christina away from Rock Band.
Yeah, not likely.
Eventually, I'll run out of songs.
Here's something interesting. If you look at the cover, it says, Highlander, the source, the quest for mortality begins.
Ooh.
Not immortality, but mortality.
He wants to die. He's 4,000 years old.
Look at Jack.
He's not that old.
Yeah, they sure do.
So, Highlander, the source, especially for, like, fans of anime type things.
Or Adrian Paul.
Or Adrian Paul, yeah.
All right, cool.
That's pretty cool.
So check it out, Highlander of the Source.
I got it.
All right, and we will be back right after this.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
We're going to change the world.
There are many reasons not to lock yourself in a little room and talk to yourself insistently.
What can it be? We're all doomed. Who's flying this thing?
This isn't one of them.
Can I come in?
Listen to Strangely Literal, the podcast, bringing you original fan fiction from Buffy, Angel, Firefly, and other parts of the Jossverse. Look for us on iTunes, Yahoo, and at our website, strangelyliteral.com.
Make fun of the ex-demon. I can hear you in private. I dislike that Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
All right, Dennis.
Hello,
watch out. It's time for some geek cuisine.
That's just asking. Don't do that. Don't say
okay.
The D word. We have enough trouble.
All right. So, Christina, you picked out what we have this time.
We have raspberry Three Musketeers. The little tiny square 1-inch by 1-inch ones.
Kind of like the little snackabite kind of things.
The wee ones.
And, of course, getting close to around the Easter holiday, lots of candy, lots of bizarre candy coming out.
If I can make it through Halloween and Easter, I'm good. I'll be good now between Easter and Halloween. But there's no, like, massive influx of candy in between then.
It's called geek cuisine, Derek.
There's not whole aisles and aisles of Easter candy in June.
All right, so raspberry Three Musketeers.
I promise I won't chew into the microphone. Because I hate that, too. They smell wonderful.
Nom. Oh my god, that's a raspberry back taste.
Ooh, it smells fantastic.
So what do you think, Glenn?
Well, I had one of the dark chocolate mint ones the other day, and I was kind of like, how is this even a Three Musketeer, you know?
Because the mint ones are really good. Yeah. I like those.
Oh, my, that's
They're
good,
but they're not very Three Musketeers.
No, the texture's different.
This is a little more like a traditional Three Musketeer, but very, very raspberry.
It's very good. Bad. I like it.
All right.
You're not a raspberry fan to begin with?
Not a huge raspberry fan.
So it's okay.
So, I mean, but I like stuff like Icy's, blue raspberry Icy's or something like that. Those aren't bad.
Yeah, Target today got me all excited about soft pretzel and frozen Coke, and the frozen Coke one was broken.
She was almost in tears.
I was upset. No, I wasn't.
Like, I'd say this has a good, it's a light taste. I don't think it's overpowering.
No, I like
it. No, it's just, you bite into a candy bar, you don't expect raspberry.
Unless it says raspberry on the container.
All right, raspberry, Three Musketeers.
I was talking to my dad about Three Musketeers the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And he said when he was a kid, Three Musketeers was actually three different candy bars in one wrapper.
Really?
And they were, it was like Neapolitan. There was a chocolate one and a strawberry one.
Three Musketeers?
Whatever, yeah. Yeah, there were Three Musketeers, three different flavors, and then they changed.
Sounds like a Charleston Chew, really, though.
Yeah, that's good, though. Maybe he's thinking, maybe he's remembering it right.
Because Charleston Chew has usually some of, I've seen Neapolitan ones of those that have like a, almost like a Twix kind of thing. There's like three bars in a row, and one's strawberry, one's chocolate, and one's vanilla or whatever.
Very good. I enjoyed it.
Yes, but Three Musketeers, dark chocolate raspberry. But they're limited edition, so.
I have to tell my dad.
Run out to your local Target or Walmart or.
It seems to take a couple weeks longer to get stuff up in Cleveland. Because I've called my dad and said, Dad, go to Walmart. He's like, I've been to every Walmart in a half an hour radius and there aren't any. And then he'll call me 2 weeks later and say, guess what? I found the candy.
Well, there's actually a reason for that. When I was in college, we had economics class. Louisville's population, demographic, apparently, whatever, is really good for a test market.
Yeah, because we're all freaks.
That's true. But the companies can test stuff right here and see how well they go over and get a better idea how well they'll go over nationwide. So Louisville.
Thanks a lot, Louisville. I've gained 20 pounds. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. And we're definitely always one of the first when KFC tries something new. For obvious
reasons.
Imagine
that, yeah.
Because the headquarters is about a mile and a half up the road.
Yeah, and the one over on the closest KFC is like the one that gets new everything first.
All the weird crap.
Yeah, they had the bowls first.
What
of course, the people that work there ain't worth a crap.
Something about the Snickers. My brother was talking to me, and he said, remember those Snickers we had last year when we were at your house? I said, yeah. He goes, they're brand new here now. And I said, it took them a long time to get there, I guess.
Oh, the 99 cent Snickers?
Yeah, something like that. They were
for a while, they had a whole bunch of different flavors of Snickers.
You know, like you have cheesy ones.
And now they have the fish ones, too. I'm kind of scared.
That.
I'm sure that's
I wonder why.
Yeah, that'll go away in a couple weeks.
It just might make me mad because they've stopped doing the original recipe sandwich.
Oh.
Which,
that's weird.
Pisses me off because I like that.
Stupid.
All right. Well, enough for geek cuisine. We've gone from dessert first in the
chicken.
Three Musketeers dark chocolate raspberry.
Which I'm going to have another.
In the chicken.
Go for it. All
right. And we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Sorry.
You have island love, and you're gonna spew when you find out how it'll kill you. The others said don't have island love, baby, don't even date. Find alternative measures to satisfy the urge to mate. He got you knocked up and your period's late. Now that bun in the oven is guaranteed to seal your fate. But how can Juliet hope to save another pregnant mom from an early grave? An ultrasound revealed
that Jen ain't shooting blanks. And even though some know she's dead, she's giving Julie thanks. So remember all the said. No, you just have to wait. Go and take a cold shower to satisfy the urge to mate one time in a cage. Sawyer got jiggy with Kate. Now she's doing the dishes and watching Shepherd on a date. Dr. Jack has found his Juliet. And Kate is after all the loving that she can get. So later on that night, beneath the mango trees, Sawyer's gonna teach her all about the birds and bees. But remember, others said, baby, don't even date. Find alternative measures to satisfy the urge to mate. He got you knocked up and your period's late. Now that bun in the oven is guaranteed to seal your fate. So just wait. Have an island love, you come too easy. She may be worth dating, not impregnating. Cause your sperm count has increased your chance. That's a lethal weapon inside your pants. Don't keep dating, go all the way. Try to fill her, you're gonna kill her. The other said, don't have island love, baby, don't even date. Find alternative measures to satisfy the urge to mate. He got you knocked up and your period's late. Now that bun in the oven is guaranteed. The other said, don't have island love, baby, don't even date. Find alternative measures to satisfy the urge to mate. He got you knocked up and your period's late. Now that bun in the oven is guaranteed. The other said, don't have island love, baby, don't even date. Find alternative measures to satisfy the urge to mate. He got you knocked up and your period's late. Now that bun in the oven is guaranteed.
Break out the roll of quarters. It's time to talk about some video games.
They even have video games anymore that you can play in an arcade?
They do. It's called Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, psh.
Which is a really cool place, especially the local one here.
If you can get the pizza away.
Yeah. And the pizza is actually halfway decent if it's hot. But we've been picking up a few video games, and let's kick it off with the King of WoW.
Oh, yeah. I'm just playing more WoW. I'm hearing lots of good things about the big patch coming out, the 2.4 patch for WoW.
Is it a performance enhancement patch or just fixing bugs?
Extra stuff.
Oh, it's extra stuff. Okay.
It's not a new
didn't know if it was
thing
a bug
you had to
fix.
Pay for. No. Okay. This is I've been getting these things called Badges of Justice for going and Karazhan and fighting, and mm-hmm. you get them for killing bosses in mm-hmm. heroic instances. Well, I'm going to start saving them now because there's all sorts of new weapons and armor that you can trade these badges in for. And I was just griping about how, gathering these badges is kind of losing its
what's the big deal
appeal because I don't really have anything I need them for.
It's kind of like proof of purchases on Star Wars figures.
Exactly. So I'm like, I get new good, better gear. That's awesome.
Cool.
I'm still back to playing WoW again, so that's cool.
Been playing the hell out of Rainbow Six Vegas, I do.
Yeah, and playing a little more, Call of Duty 4. Mm-hmm. Getting my rank up in there a little bit, so that's a lot of fun. And some Ghost Recon 2. So
really?
Carly's like, boy, you've been playing a lot of Xbox lately.
Now, she doesn't have a 360, does
no.
she?
She needs
so
to
you
get
need to
one.
Work on that, dude.
Yeah.
Of course, she really doesn't have broadband to do live, does she?
No, she didn't have broadband. So, I guess the big news is I put down money on Vegas 2. Mm-hmm. So Ghost Recon. I mean, not Ghost Recon. Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Yeah.
So if you pre-order it from EB or GameStop, you get an extra map.
Cool.
Thing. So I went ahead and pre-ordered it, and that's going to be the big thing. I'm sure when that comes out, that's what I'll be playing all the time, because that's a lot of
fun.
Yeah,
got the first one, and I keep meaning to play with you guys, but...
Good luck. You have to fight me for it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to need to get Christina her own 360 and WoW account. Live account.
Live account.
But yeah, I've been distracted here of late with some video games.
Sorry, it's my fault, too.
We bought Rock Band.
See, okay, here was the story. I was at work, and he only calls me when he's bought something big that he's afraid to tell me about. So he calls me, and he's, can you call Book of Music Exchange and see how much they have Rock Band for you for a 360?
No, the big bundle.
Yes, the big whole thing. And I said, okay, what are we going to do with it? Doesn't it come with drums and a guitar and stuff? And what are we going to do with it? He's like, when there's people over. What do you mean people? We have people over twice a year. Everybody we know is out of town now. Like, what? Okay, this is totally stupid. And the whole day I stewed about how stupid it was. I get in the car after he picks me up. It's already in the trunk. Like, God damn, what are we going to do with this giant thing? And he puts it together and the drum thing is huge. And then I played it, and I couldn't stop.
And it was her idea, not mine, to go get a points card so she could download more tracks.
There's downloadable songs, and I was trying to find songs that I knew, because a lot of the songs, I mean, I listened to a lot of stuff throughout my life, but a lot of the stuff I didn't, mm-hmm. like, okay, I've never heard of these people. I wanted to pick songs that I knew might be mm-hmm. easier to play, but oh my goodness. It's the best game ever.
She liked it so much so that when I kind of half brought this suggestion up, almost joking.
Yeah, almost never. You never almost joke about games.
I said, you know, we want to get a second guitar so we could both play.
Yes.
So I made the idea, how about we go get Guitar Hero 3, because, you know, a second guitar is going to be about $60 anyhow.
And it's mm-hmm. the only one that came with the wireless guitar.
Right. So you had to buy the bundle with the wireless guitar for the 360. Mm-hmm. And it was $100. So we said, all right, it comes with another game. We'll get the wireless guitar. And so we got Guitar Hero 3 as well.
But we played for the first time together yesterday, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, we had some made a little tour.
That's the first time we've played a game together on a console since I've been here. Like, it was so much fun, and I love it now. And you make little... I think Rock Band is superior for the beginner player, because mm-hmm. easy on Rock Band... is way easier than easy on Guitar Hero 3.
And just because we could, went down to Book and Music, BAMX again, ding, and got Guitar Hero 2. So
but that wasn't very expensive.
No, it was like $25, $30.
But yeah, and I think it's superior too, because you can customize your character a lot more from mm-hmm. head to toe. I mean, hair color.
In Rock Band, you can do a lot better
hairstyle,
customization.
Hair color, eye color, makeup, outfits, everything from your shoes to your hair.
Guitar Hero 3 is cool if you're a fan of Halo, because you can download for free the Halo theme and play it. I was showing you earlier mm-hmm. before we started recording. It's kind of cool. But Rock Band, of course, has to make their own little counter to that. And coming soon for downloadable content... Still alive.
I can't wait. See, the thing with Rock Band, too, is you can sing instead of playing an instrument, and it charts your notes and if you hit them and how long you hold them and
really
everything. Wow. And so I'm like, oh, a song I know.
Yeah, we got the special bundle.
Came with the drum.
Normally, it's like $170. I bought it for $170.
Mister,
and then,
I'm in such a hurry. I'm not going to wait till I look and see if it's cheaper anywhere else.
Then, of course, we find out at Target. And we didn't see it. I looked at the Target ad and didn't see it. But we had to go to Target later on that evening for something. And they had it for $150.
$20 is $20.
I took the ad, went to Walmart and mm-hmm. said, you can price match or I can return it.
Yeah.
So they did the price match, got my money back, the $20 back or whatever.
It's very relaxing. It's like I'm like half leaning on the couch playing the game. I don't have to be all tensed up with my shoulders mm-hmm. and the thing. It's a very relaxing game to play.
No, a relaxing game is like Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. Now that's relaxing.
Well,
the wave runner.
You can be
races.
Scantily clad on Guitar Hero. I had a
they have a topless option, but they're wearing a bikini.
Yeah, it is topless. You're not wearing a top. You're wearing a bra. But I was playing in the
the
Union Jack the bikini European for a
version.
While.
Yeah, exactly.
I had my
the
Union
page
Jack
3
bikini.
Version.
There you go.
But
you,
I will
you
say,
rated M.
I will say that Guitar Hero is superior in the fact that the range of songs is a lot better. There's a lot more. I mean, there's
metal
Journey and there's
all kinds
CCR
of stuff.
And all, but. Rock Band is a little more heavy indie, regular classic rock kind of stuff.
Well, they got downloadable content. There's much more downloadable content for Rock Band than the Guitar Heroes.
I bought the Oasis pack the other day.
Yeah.
Cool.
In honor of Charlie.
Pretty cool stuff.
Our fish that died at work.
Oh, your fish died?
Wait, it wasn't my fish. It was Roxanne's fish. But I
and that's, I'm a, like, that's a song you can play too, Roxanne.
Who the hell
you
named
get the police
the fish
pack.
Charlie?
Maybe they were a Lost fan.
Who the hell named the fish Charlie?
Yeah, but Charlie couldn't breathe underwater. That's why he died.
No, but I told Elizabeth, I said, check his fin, see if it says not Penny's boat.
Yeah, Glenn hadn't gotten that far
poor
yet.
Poor little thing, though. It's okay. It's such a convoluted thing. It's not really spoiling anything. But, yeah. Ed, is he dead?
Or is he? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. And then, but, yeah, I sit ashamed and apologetic for doubting you for buying Rock Band.
She's so geeky. When we were at Best Buy today, she bought a couple of Guitar Hero keychains.
They're cute. They were $2, and they're for charity.
Yeah, it's a little fundraiser thing for the Boys and Girls Club.
I saw the little Union Jack guitar, and I'm like, ooh, hey, so
$2. They're little guitar replica keychains. One has a Union Jack flag, and the other, of course, has the American flag.
There was a skull one, too, but that was no fun.
Yeah, so we got those. That was kind of cool.
Cool.
For $2, what the hell is charity?
You know, there's no way it would fit me anymore, but I still have one of those sleeveless shirts with a Union Jack on
it.
Dude,
like the Who.
Yeah.
There is no way in hell.
No. I think it was tight when I got it.
I do wish they would have a Queen pack.
Many cases of Mountain Dew later.
Yeah, I love that. Because I'm hoping they come out with a little wider range of artists to download that I actually know.
I want Country Band. Or Fiddle Hero.
Fiddle Hero. But, like, you could do Queen, easy peasy. I hope it's not a rights thing. I hope they get around to doing it, because that could be fantastic.
But there is a good one on Guitar Hero 3.
I mean, Brian May when I grow up.
The metal version of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Holy
which
God, that's
is
hard.
A hard as hell to play.
Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero.
On Rock Band's a pain in the ass.
That wasn't my worst song. But
that wasn't my worst song either.
That would be Dead or Alive. Or Wanted Dead or Alive. Wanted.
Who'd have known Bon Jovi would be so hard? But it's
and a couple of games I've had sitting around for a little while. Picked up Bullet Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it over at Clarksville Best Buy. 50% off. Got it for $10.
Oh, $10.
Brand new. Still haven't cracked it open yet. But
I paid $15 for mine. But,
$10. Well, yeah, why the hell not?
There are sexy outfits for you can download.
That's
all right.
Amazing.
There we go.
Marketplace.
And then I picked up quite a while back, but for some reason we just keep leaving it out there and not talking about it. Picked up Bomberman Act Zero.
It gets lost in a stack of crap.
Cheap, like $8-$10 or something like that at Circuit City once. Actually, that crappy Circuit City we were at today.
They were such asses. God.
And then because I came into a little bit of extra money.
Am I going to do the game thing?
That's what I'm working.
Okay, I thought.
And because I came in a little bit of extra money, I
got confused. Story.
Picked up a new toy.
And can I say one of the motivations behind his new toy, because it's the fact that his little sister rants at him that she has a thing that he doesn't have, and now he had to have one.
And they were coming out with a new color, too.
Poor Emily.
Picked up a Nintendo DS Lite, because they released a nice sapphire blue.
I still think you should have held out for a green one.
You know.
Those are pretty nice. I think my cousin Gary's got one.
Yeah, they are very nice. Very nice. Nice bright screens and all that.
I haven't played with it yet.
It's kind of cool. You have to. And of course, it's touchscreen. And then I picked up a whole slew of cheap games.
I'm busy being a rock star.
First thing I picked up, just because I could do it, was a DS browser.
And it was pretty cheap.
Based on Opera? Yeah, it was like
basically.
20, it was like $20. And so it was kind of cool.
It's
you can
just
surf.
Neat to see your
it's really slow loading, but
it's just neat to see your website on a little thing like that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. Then when you scroll up, the top part of the site goes to the second screen.
It's neat.
Kind of cool. Picked up Retro Atari for the DS. All kinds of retro Atari games. And you can play them in the original or the remixed version.
Oh,
which
cool.
is kind of cool. Yeah, Tempest is one of them.
Dad. My dad in that game. I don't know how many hours of his life got sucked away.
Transformers Autobots.
And there is Formers Carly, Transformers Decepticons as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it the movie-based?
It's movie-based, okay. Yeah. But you can play, there's a way to unlock G1 skins and that kind of stuff. And it's essentially probably the same game for both, just they tweak some things.
If I had a quarter for every time I said, Carly needs that.
Yeah. and it is different than the game we got for the 360. It along the same kind of lines, but it is a different type of game. Metroid Prime Pinball.
It went kind of crazy the week he bought the DS.
Which is kind of cool, actually. I like pinball games, and it's always kind of neat.
He does like pinball games. I can't take the suspense of pinball games.
Star Trek Tactical Assault. Because I think we got it for like $7. It was really cheap. Meteos, Meteos, which is kind of a Tetris from Hell kind of game.
Lovely.
Which, there's a Disney one on it, so I'm a little pissed that
I don't
have the Disney version.
They bought that one instead.
Because I didn't know it until afterwards. And then, of course, Mario Kart DS, which is a great game.
I've got a game.
What'd you get?
What'd you buy?
I've been keeping it secret. Now I can't let Carly know I've got this.
He did buy it.
We had that in our hand at Best Buy today.
The Xbox 360.
You know, I would have bought the Xbox version, but this was half the cost. For some reason, the PC version was only $30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I've got the PC that'll push it. I might as well go ahead and get the PC version. So
she'll be a little upset because she probably couldn't play it on her system.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought, well, maybe I should get the Xbox, but then she doesn't have an Xbox either.
Will it play on your laptop?
No.
Oh.
No. It's pretty high demands for it, you know?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't even play on the system we're recording on now.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's...
I'm busy being
so it sure as hell wouldn't play on our laptop.
It's pretty high-end, but, I mean, it's just high-end just to be really pretty-looking. Really, I've been playing it, and it's neat, but it's a little... I guess it's really slow compared to a lot of games that I'm used to playing. I mean, it's based a lot on, like, Myst and stuff
say,
like that.
Mm-hmm. Reading the back of it, it seems like it's built on a Myst engine or something. With
sounds
the way
good
that
to me.
The puzzles and
I love that sort of thing.
I love that, too, yeah.
Now you have to get her a better computer.
Oh, no, please.
Part out the parts you don't need and hook her up.
Yeah, I could probably do that. I don't know, but... it is a very pretty game, and it's neat the way it's broken down into episodes. It's like 7 episodes long. Mm-hmm. So when you complete it, it's got like the title, and it's got the previously on Lost, and it shows you
really?
What happened.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the story is you're a like photojournalist, and you've got amnesia, and there's someone trying to kill you. On the island, you've got to figure out why and
it's
what your past is, and you've got to. So you got to find your camera, and then you take pictures of things to give you flashbacks to help get your memory back and everything. And you've got to deal with all the other characters, and it's neat because it's kind of like you're one of the guys in the background that we didn't really see on the show, and
who gets killed off randomly.
Yeah. So you've got to go and talk to the people, and they'll have just gotten back from the cockpit or something, and they'll be like, "Oh, check the cockpit. Your camera
Monster
might be there."
The pilot.
And the monster comes, and you got to hide, and, you know, there's all sorts
That's
of...
Yeah, we'll have to get it for the 360.
It is really... Like I said, it's slow to me,
That's
but,
the kind of game I like, though.
But still, the way it's integrated so much into the TV show, if you're a fan of the TV show, you're going to really appreciate that aspect of it.
That's awesome.
The characters really look like themselves, but some of the main characters didn't do their own voices.
Oh, no!
Unfortunately. A lot of the... background characters did, but you know, even fairly.
What else are they doing?
Yeah, but
Jorge Garcia do his Hurley.
I think so.
Because I know they kind of show him on the back. There's like a
he's
just so, picture.
He
him.
Just totally Scooby Doo me, didn't he?
I think it's Jack and Kate and
Sawyer
and Locke that didn't do their.
You're
thing,
kidding.
I think. They don't sound quite right,
well,
but they
that's
do have they have some sound alikes that you know that sounds pretty good.
Well, and Sarah Michelle Gellar didn't do that for either Buffy game either.
I don't like her. I like them, except for Kate.
But it is fun the way it recreates the
that's
whole
awesome.
Thing, you know. And you're wandering around the beach, and when the plane first crashes and stuff, and the engine's still spinning and all
Shannon
that stuff.
There.
And Shannon's there. Yeah, everybody's there. So it's really cool.
That's cool.
So, it's not running around shooting quite as much as mm-hmm. most games I'm used to. But
you can walk up to Kate and go, don't do it. In a couple weeks, you're going to be really sorry. Because you know what happens.
Right.
Yeah. Island love.
Oh, God, I hate her so much. This past episode, there's a general consensus of the ladies at work who watch the show. We all want Kate to be tied to a rock and chucked in the ocean.
Want the smoke monster to come out.
She's just such a terrible person in the whole episode. She's just a terrible person.
That's the thing. Since Carly's all up to date on Lost and mm-hmm. I'm not, all the characters I like, she's like, well, you won't like them later.
You'll still like Kate because she's pretty.
No, he'll still like Locke because he's a survivalist badass.
No, but I'm sure you'll still like Locke. You'll still like Kate because she cleans up nicely, but just character wise, she drives me up the wall. She's such a bitch, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Any more video games?
No, that's it for now.
I'm still playing my little stupid fish games that I can't stop playing. So when he's on the Xbox, I'm doing that, and then when he's in here on the computer, I'm playing Rocket.
Yeah, anybody that's on my friends list, that's pretty much all we've been playing for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. We'll get on to to play Ghost Recon or something, and we'll be like, oh, Rock Band. See that or Yaris? I think.
It's the crappiest game ever.
He says this is the worst game ever, but he keeps playing it.
It is. It is a shitty download. Even for a free game, it's shitty. But you kind of like.
You can't stop.
You can't stop playing because it's just so bad.
See, okay, so if it's after 8:30 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday or Thursday or Sunday, mm-hmm. and you see Brad's little thing on and it's playing Rock Band, then it's just me. Because he's listening to a show, so I'm in there playing Rock Band.
Yeah. Usually like Tuesdays, or Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Sundays. Yeah.
After 8:30, it's me.
Yeah, it's yeah, Yaris is bad. Fun, but bad.
Definitely bad.
All right. Well, it's enough of the video game chatter.
Let's
take a break, get a soda, and we will be back right after this.
Don't threaten them. They're nice people.
Except that guy over there.
What's wrong with him? He has a nice hat.
Hello, I'm here with my friend Carl. Oh yeah, Carl's a zombie. We're here to tell you about the Zombie Channel at www.zombiechannel.com. Yes, Carl, I was just getting to that. At the Zombie Channel, you'll discover exciting zombie entertainment, zombie video, zombie audio, and zombie news and information from all around the globe. So visit the Zombie Channel at www.zombiechannel.com. Yes, Carl, I'm sure they'll bring their brains.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's time to get high.
Ooh.
High definition, that is.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the whole of the pod culture crew has backed the wrong horse in the high definition war.
We backed the dead horse.
Yeah. Dead on arrival, it seems like.
I'm Mr. Horse. Laserdisc. What can I say?
you still buy Laserdisc, don't you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Find some cheap here and there.
We backed the horse move the apocalypse.
Yeah. Pretty much. I think we've talked about it before that we picked up a high def drive for the 360.
Yes.
We now have two.
That's okay. It was cheap.
Yeah, it was like, Best Buy has dropped the HD DVD add-on for the Xbox 360 down to $50. And I went ahead and bought it. A second one.
And can I say, Eric, if you get off your ass and do your homework and get good grades, Mom will buy you a 360 and you can buy this from us or have it.
Yeah.
So get off your ass.
You can get the used one that I bought, and I'll keep the new one.
You can play Rock Band with me.
And basically, I bought it because we bought the original one. I sent in a way to get my HD DVDs. Of course, it hasn't come in. Of course, it takes forever.
80 million years.
We also bought, because I got it a pretty good price on it, like $80-$90. The Toshiba standalone player.
And that goes in the bedroom with the HD television, and it looks very nice.
Yes, it does. It is very, very
cool.
That's
how we watched New Frontier. It was very good.
And I sent away to get those DVDs.
So we're going to have a crap ton that we're never going to watch.
Probably. And when those HD DVD drives went down to $50, I bought one and was just in the nick of time to get under the wire for the cutoff to send away and get the 5. So out of the 15 DVDs they're giving away, we're getting them all.
15. Good. Yeah. Darn right.
We're getting them all.
Don't know what we're going to do with them because some of them I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, but you can always trade them in for credit somewhere at the store.
That's something true. Like
that. Or return them back. Oh, I didn't get this. Didn't want to get this. Can I exchange it?
Like my mom. He totally beat my mom the first Christmas I was here.
Yeah. What else have we picked up? But we picked up, since they're starting to clear out sales and stuff going on, we've picked up one or two HD DVDs.
A million.
Yeah. Today.
I do like that they're small, though. I don't mind quite so much because they're easier to fit places.
Matter of fact, today at Circuit City, they had a buy three, get two free offer.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't say what titles it's restricted
it
to.
It lists some titles, like as examples, but it says selection may vary by store.
That's right.
But it doesn't
every store has a different selection of DVDs. So we go over there, and we're looking through the section, and there's like, you know, six other people hanging around there, pulling their, doing the exact same thing. So we go up to check out. Oh, it's only to the titles that are listed in the ad.
The couple came and told us in the aisle. They said, you might not be able to get these because they're telling us that the ones that are in the ad are the only ones that are on sale. And Brad's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. So I go up to the service counter. Another guy goes with me. Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, he'll get it done.
Yeah. So we go up there and ask the little girl working the register to, you know, can you call up a manager? So she calls like the department manager. So you got to go through all the damn ranks.
And first. I noticed when they called for the manager and that other guy came out and told you that he was at lunch, I was watching the little girl behind the customer service counter and she smirked and she turned away. Like she knew that the manager was not coming out.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't want to deal with that crap. And the funny thing is we asked three different people to go back to different to get the manager. Three different stories. He was at lunch.
He wasn't there. And then this guy was the guy in charge.
Yeah.
And then he came out and told you he would honor that. He went back and talked to somebody and came out and said, no, no, it's only the ones in the paper.
That's it. No, go get the store manager. Well, he's in a meeting. I don't care. Go get him.
Is he at lunch in a meeting or not here? Make up your mind.
Yeah, I kind of said that. So they finally, after, I guess we were there 20, 30 minutes of
it was like ping-ponging six around. Of us, two couples and us.
So finally, I mean, we ended up getting them because there was, you know, bunch of us standing there.
The first couple in line, though, had to leave because they were in a hurry to get somewhere. But if they would have stayed five more minutes, he would have come out and said, okay, we're going
to
honor it.
Yeah, they ended up doing like a discount on each one that works out to the same. So we picked up Constantine.
Oh, I love that movie. He needs to watch it.
Face Off, the special two-disc edition.
John Woo.
Yeah. V for Vendetta, which would kind of be a nice visual thing. Apollo 13.
I really liked the movie. It was an excellent movie.
And the two-disc, unrated, footage too intense for theaters, Beowulf Director's Cut.
Which I have right here.
Yay!
Yeah, I picked up that same thing.
Yeah, but did you get yours for $15?
Oh, stop.
No, I paid $30 for mine because I couldn't wait.
Yeah,
but I got
you wanted
the particular cards.
Yeah.
There's some really nice...
You got yours from Best Buy.
Yeah. It came packaged with some really nice cards.
And Best Buy does stupid things, too, but this was unprecedentedly stupid.
Neato. Little lenticular cards.
Lenticular. There you go.
3D computer-generated animated boobies.
Yep.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's Angelina Jolie. Yeah, and you notice that shot looks like the cover to a Tomb Raider game for her?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does.
She was good at it, what can I say?
Yeah, she was good.
With Chris Berry.
And, So, yeah, have you watched anything of Beowulf?
I watched some of the extras. I watched some of the deleted scenes
and
some
Hopkins.
Of the behind-the-scenes
stuff. I love him so much.
Got another slew of DVDs because I don't know really why I need it in high def. Because
it's your favorite movie.
Yeah,
I
one
would
of my
do
favorite
the
movies.
Thing.
Got it, The Breakfast Club
if they would ever have come out with Robin
and that's cool because it's the combo format, too. So you can watch it in a regular DVD player.
See, the flipper just drives me crazy.
They
I
are
don't like accidentally being able to touch the...
Oh, right.
You know.
And when we bought the Toshiba standalone player, it came with 300 and the Bourne Identity.
Nice.
So, yeah, nice
like
dual bit of them there. So, that was kind of cool.
Got a whole stack.
Smallville Season 6, because we were at Best Buy a week or two ago, and they had it for like $40, which is about the price of
a
regular season anyway.
Yeah.
And we didn't have Season 6.
It was the good season,
went ahead and got
too.
It.
Yeah, Brad called me about that, and it would have been tempting. I would have done it, except two reasons. One, I'm a completionist, and I would want them all on
HD.
And two, I'd already bought it, so it wouldn't be a good bargain for me. But since you guys didn't have it, that'll be sweet.
Yeah, that was great, because this is the season that has the Justice League episode in it.
I like
it. So that would be kind of cool. And since we didn't have it, I've been getting them, might as well go ahead and get an HD.
It's going to bug me, though, that's going to be the one that's shorter than the rest of them on the shelf.
We won't put it on. I'll peel it with the HD stuff.
Okay.
And then when we got the first HD add-on drive that we got, I bought used, so it didn't come with the King Kong. But when I got it from Book and Music, they said, just pick out another HD.
They know you
so
by
I
name.
Got, yeah, no kidding. I got Darkman in HD.
Yay.
I think I talked about that last time. But I bought the second one, so now I have King Kong in HD, which I haven't seen, so...
I like Jack Black.
You haven't seen it at all?
No.
Me neither.
It's good.
I mean, Jack Black. Is he good?
It's really long. It takes a long time before you get to King Kong, but there's plenty of King Kong when you get to it. There's some amazing scenes in it. It's a really good movie, but really long.
Cool.
And then, so far, the highlight of my HD DVD collection.
Which makes me even sadder.
Very,
it's sadder than...
Very happy about this. Got this off of eBay for like $80, which is about half price of what it retails for. Star Trek, the original series, season one in HD DVD.
Yeah.
And not only that, there's the remasters with the new CGI effects and everything.
Yeah, I've been very tempted by that. But are they all available in HD?
No.
No.
That's what makes me
sad. That's one thing. This is going to probably be the only HD DVD set.
Okay.
Because... One, they were just have only been doing it the past couple of years of remastering and adding in the new computer graphics. And now Paramount has announced that next month their last HD titles are coming out.
That makes me so sad.
So they're probably, and Toshiba was underwriting some of that remastering. So it's not going to be more in HD. Now, that's not to say they're not going to do them in Blu-ray.
Are they going to still make the ones that they already have? Or is that going to be it?
That's probably going to be it. I would say probably about mid-year.
Like if they run out of shipment on Serenity, are they going to make more?
Probably not.
Probably
not. They're probably waiting to release it on Blu-ray at some point.
People are going to be freaking out trying to get stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you're going to have to start clearing them out. They'll go down about $10 a pop, and I'll probably buy a slew of them.
Yeah, same here.
And I'll be banging my head against the wall.
And you'll be trying to find the ones you really want if they haven't sold out yet.
See, really, I haven't seen a whole lot that I want on HD.
There's,
aside from Constantine and Beef
Stores
and Vendetta.
Haven't carried a great selection, but you can get all of them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And they've been bound to buy one, get one, or buy two, get
but
two kind of
even
things.
Even then, though, I look at movies that I love that I would consider rebuying again. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I want aren't on HD.
I do
want
to get that Blade Runner set, though. Because it's pretty much what I paid for the four discs.
I'll probably want to get... Across the Universe when it comes out.
And then,
once I finally watch it.
Like I said, I got that second HD drive, which is kind of nice just to have one to put up
in
case it dies or something.
Or Eric gets off his ass.
Yeah, or her brother gets off his ass and gets better grades. So we can play Rock Band.
I know,
and get Rock Band because you can play it over Xbox Live.
And he's really good. I mean, he could be talking to me on the phone and be playing on Expert, and I hear the crowd roaring in the background.
Wow.
Like, holy, I want to see he and Lindsay go at it.
That'd be tough. I think Lindsay could probably take him.
I don't know. I'd like to see that.
Knowing that they were doing away with HD.
Yeah.
HD DVD. When Beowulf came out and it was like $30, I was really debating it. But then I remembered sitting in the theater at IMAX watching it in 3D thinking, wow, this is going to be one I definitely want to get in HD because it's going to really look good. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get it. I'm going to go ahead and get it because it was just...
Now, was that one they released on Blu-ray too? I can't... Remember if it was cross produced or not.
I don't know.
And even if you don't have PS3, which.
Yeah.
I do want to get one for the. It's the cheapest Blu-ray player, really, right now.
So far, yeah.
I'd like to get one, but I'm hearing that the new models that are coming out are not going to be backwards
compatible. They're not. The 40 gigs are not backwards compatible with the PS2.
God, that's ridiculous.
They took that chip off, supposedly to reduce costs or something.
Whatever.
I bet you what's going to happen Mark my words, I bet you they do this. They're going to go to the Xbox model, where it's a software emulation, and that'll be something probably on their PlayStation Live content download that you can pay $20 or whatever and get that software emulation, and it'll probably be on a per-title basis. But also think about, how often do you really play the older games on the new system? So,
but, you know, in this situation, I could give my PlayStation 2 to Carly if I bought a PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But to not be able to do that,
right?
You know, kind of sucks.
Yeah, because you still got one of the black monolith ones, don't
you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so do I.
We do too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So if I wanted to get one that was still backwards compatible, I would have to, what, rush and get one now?
Probably try to find some place that still stocked them or buy a used one. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be it, because you'd want to get either the 20, which they stopped making last year, or the 60 or 80.
So right now, if I wanted to get like an 80 gig, it would have backwards compatibility.
Yes.
Okay.
I just don't understand why they have. I mean,
I don't know
financially,
why they did it.
I understand why they're always trying to screw people, but...
But essentially, it's a chip on the board now.
Yeah.
There's really no reason why they did it. And, but that's the only thing they're really making right now is a 40. There's rumors that there's a 120 gig coming out, but whether or not that has the backwards compatibility or not, I don't know.
I would doubt it. It would seem like if that's something they're dropping, that they would just drop it, so...
But I bet you if there's enough demand, there'll be emulation for it.
Yeah.
So that would be the thing to get. And hopefully, maybe by the end of the year, we'll have something. I don't know.
I mean, I thought that Xbox dropped the ball by not being backwards compatible.
I'm glad he didn't see the face
I
made.
So I think it's a bad choice for them to drop that.
HDD might have had a better thing, but then again, they'd have been in the same boat where it's $100 more for the system. By including that on there.
That's how we got our PS2, was because it was the first DVD player that we had at my house. Because it was a game system and it was a DVD player.
And right now, the PS3 is the only upgradable Blu-ray player. Because Blu-rays, you know, they have different specs. You get the 1.0, the 1.1 or 1.5 or whatever it is. And if you have a lower spec player, you cannot take advantage of some of the more advanced features, because most of them don't have an Ethernet port built in for firmware updates to take advantage of this stuff. So really the only one that is the PS3. Because some of the standalones don't really have a lot of onboard memory. PS3's got the hard drive.
Right.
So that would be the thing to get until later on when they finally get the Blu-ray specs ironed out and all that.
Well, look at how crappy the first run of the PS2s were.
I've pretty much got a launch PS2 and really haven't had a problem.
Me too, but then I had gone to get an Xbox or something for my brother when he was littler, and they talked about how many of the PS2s got sent back because
they had an overheating problem.
The eye wouldn't read the way it should, and there was a big thing. And
yeah.
A lot of them we had to have our first one sent back once, and then it had no problems after that.
Yeah, but I've got a launch one. It plays fine. Of course, I don't play it that much.
Yeah, I played it a lot.
And these people that keep saying that they've had seven Red Ring ones,
I think
you got to wonder with something.
What are they doing? Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be some how they have it set up or whatever.
Are you taking it into the bathroom with you?
I mean, I mean,
with the steam in the shower.
Mine's fine, and I've got it in a somewhat enclosed area, but at least the whole front of it. I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know, but I love my Xbox 360 Elite.
I do like the marketplace thing better. I see the point of it a little better now.
Yeah, because you can download all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
Try games, all that. So that's the one thing I'm anxious with the Wii's, even steering the video games a little bit, is the Wii's going to eventually have download capabilities to the DS to play game demos and things like that. It's one thing they're talking about launching later on this year. But that's not HD.
Yeah.
So hopefully
we can get
some good deals while they last on the HDs.
Why? We're just going to have to buy everything again in Blu-ray.
Not so much the titles that we've already bought in HD. You know, because they're visually, I've looked at them both. I can't tell the difference between a Blu-ray disc and an HD disc of watching the picture.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there is a difference. I think the Blu-ray disc can hold more information, but I think that's about it.
Right. So, I don't know. Alrighty, let's take a break. Have a little bit of a moment of silence for our wallets. And we'll be back right after this.
My Best Buy reward points is happy.
If you enjoy this quality program from Farpoint Media, please be generous and donate. Your donations help keep shows like this and others going. Go to the website of your favorite show and click the donate button. Be generous. These shows are supported by listeners like you.
Well, we've about come to the end of the trail for this episode.
Aw, don't make me sing.
Oh, please don't.
Aw, he's me.
Just sing Happy Trails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's mean. Email Brad at podculture.net and tell him not to be so mean.
Email Christina at podculture.net and tell her not to be so whiny.
I was waiting for that. I knew that was coming. I knew.
Watch it. I know where you sleep.
I know where all your stuff is.
Ooh. Hey. Keep your freaking hands off the bear.
I know how to wipe your hard drive on the Xbox.
Actually, I can recover most of that content.
That's true.
But it would take you a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. BioShock. BioShock was a bear.
Yeah.
So any closing thoughts?
No. In my spare time, I'm doing a little bit of dry reading. I'm reading Robert's Rules of Order. I'm learning parliamentary procedure.
Get out! Like Parliament?
Well, you know, it's for rules. Things... How to present yourself in a meeting. And,
oh, okay. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like
but it's called
for that whole delegate thing.
Yeah, for the delegate thing. No, yeah, I got to be prepared, know what I'm doing in case I get a delegate.
No, if you're a Boy Scout, you'd be prepared.
That's right. I was a Boy Scout. What's that?
Are you going to have to buy a suit?
I hope not. You know, I've got a suit. I just don't know if I'd fit.
I want pictures.
Oh, poor Glenn. You could pretend to be an FBI agent in some sci-fi movie for the day.
There you go. That'll be, yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, you know, like a Knight Rider?
Oh, God. It's so well,
the FBI agent there, he had a little bit of a sketchy beard.
Adult.
So
there you go.
He was kind of a dumbass.
He just wasn't. It was bad.
Yeah.
So, Christina, closing thoughts?
I'm good. I just don't want to have to get up and go to work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Neither do I.
I got about 5 hours of sleep last night, so I'm feeling kind of hungover already. So I'm not looking forward to that.
All right, let's call it an early night then.
It's a night, Brad.
Yeah, all right. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Abusing the Xbox a bit too much, staying up too late. I probably
and that's different.
Rest.
How?
Diddle.
You're up to the wee hours damn near every night.
But he has to get up early now.
Yeah.
Early-ish.
Oh, yeah. Earlier than he was used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Right. If you've watched any good movies or listened to any good music... or seen anything cool on TV, email us and let us know.
Or if you want another good podcast, www.thegeekspin.com.
Oh, ding. God, you're such a whore.
Hey, I need more listeners over there. Actually, I need to cut a promo, but I'm fresh out of ideas.
Oh.
See, that's advertising he can afford.
Yeah, hey, there he
goes. Exactly.
Oh. It's going to be starting to get as bad as Smallville now with their product placement.
No,
propaganda.
That's not like the whole AccuView and the
propaganda.
The whatever car of the week that Chloe's driving,
or the Yara. Was it a Yaris?
I think it was Yaris was on Heroes.
Heroes, yeah.
They did something else on Smallville, so
that way you can't escape it, even if you're watching it on DVD a year later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's true.
All right, guys. It's a show.
Cheers.
Yep. We're out of here.
Oh, sorry. Cheers again. Have two. They're free.
Be seeing you.
Wah, 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 wah.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways, including these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net.
And should they want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, care of Chroma Entertainment, P.O. Box 4117, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47131-4117.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD.
And there are also the official Pod Culture forums located at forums.podculture.net. And you'll find a link to that on our website, www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.